Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Here in Homer, Alaska, owls are often heard long before they're seen. If you get lucky, you may spot them hunting out on the spit, or even in your own backyard. Several species live out in the area year-round, and some species spend their winters here. Each one is adapted to a different ecological role within the Kenai Peninsula's forests and open landscapes. The great horned owl is the most common owl of the region, and they can be seen throughout the year. Large and powerfully built, they have mottled brown plumage that helps them blend into their surroundings. Its iconic feather tufts and intense yellow eyes give it a watchful expression. They are a highly adaptable and dominant apex predator, hunting snowshoe hares, voles, waterfowl, and even other raptors. They maintain balance in the environment. They often begin courtship and nesting very early, while winter still holds the landscape in snow and darkness. The great gray owl may be seen overwintering in Homer. They are the largest owl in the world, but much of its bulk comes from dense insulating feathers that allow it to endure extreme cold while overwintering in south-central Alaska. They are specialized predators. Its large facial disc funnels sound toward asymmetrical ears, enabling it to detect voles moving beneath the deep snow. They are nocturnal. From a silent perch, it drops straight downwards, breaking through the snow crust to capture hidden voles in an almost fox-like way. These owls are nicknamed the Phantom of the North because of their silent flight and their silvery gray plumage. They are known to appear in front of you and suddenly in the dense woods and disappear just as quickly. Occasionally appearing during winter is the stunning snowy owl, an Arctic tundra apex predator that may overwinter in open coastal areas near Homer. Brilliant white with scattered dark markings, snowy owls are built for tundra life, with thick feathering extending down their legs for insulation. Unlike most owls, they are often active during the daylight hours. Their presence connects Homer's winter landscape to the Arctic ecosystems farther north. Hidden within the dense spruce forests surrounding our towns year-round is the boreal owl, a small, secretive species rarely seen despite it being a permanent resident. Stocky with a rounded head and bright yellow eyes, it hunts almost exclusively at night, relying on their acute hearing to locate rodents beneath forest litter and snow. Its soft, repetitive calls echo through cold spring nights, so try and listen for them. Even smaller is the northern saw-whet owl, which is about the same size as a robin. Its oversized head, brown spotted plumage, and wide eyes give it a gentle appearance. However, it is an excellent hunter of mice and shrews. Named for its call, which sounds like the sharpening of a saw on a whetstone, this owl frequently overwinters in sheltered forest habitats around Homer. Banding studies in the region have shown that some individuals remain through winter, while others migrate, which highlights the complexity of their seasonal movements. In contrast to the forest species, the short-eared owl occupies open marshes and grasslands. It hunts low over vegetation at dawn and dusk. Unlike most owls, short-eared owls nest on the ground, making healthy, open habitats essential to their survival. For residents and visitors alike, spotting an owl is more than just a single wildlife encounter. It shows the health and balance of the surrounding ecosystem. Local owl banding efforts have helped researchers understand migration timing, overwinter survival, and population trends in the Homer area. Together, these species illustrate how Homer serves as both a permanent home and a winter refuge, supporting owls that endure the long northern night in remarkably different ways. This is Gabby Pagan, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.